Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store. A podcast where me, Nicole Byers, was trying to figure out why I'm still single, but like so many episodes have passed, nobody knows. So now I'm just having fun talking to people I find interesting. My guest today is a multi-Juno nominated singer and songwriter. She was featured on Lotto's hit song Lottery. Her new single, Nothing But Love, is out now. And I found her on Instagram a while ago and I was like, ooh, this is a fun lady. I like her. It's Luca!
Yay!
Hi. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
Lucala, so your first language is French?
It is.
Okay. So when did you learn English? That's a weird question, but
yeah.
Like...
yeah, no. When you say that, I'm like, I don't know if I've ever really thought about that.
Like, do you just like remember being bilingual from the jump?
Well, because I'm from Toronto, I feel like... you have to speak English. Like you just have to speak English. So I did grow up going to French school before I kind of got over. I went to just English school. But I don't know. I guess since I was in elementary school, like you had to know how to speak English to like survive in Toronto.
So the question came out wild. But the reason for the question is I've been trying to learn Spanish and I find it so hard.
Yeah.
So somebody who grows up being bilingual, I'm like, well, when does it happen? How do we do this?
They say like under the age of 4 is when it's like the easiest and fastest time to learn a language.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because I grew up with so many people that only spoke English, that's why I don't really have an accent. Like you wouldn't know I speak French if you just heard me speak English.
And have you been to France?
I haven't yet, and I have family there, so I don't know what's up with that.
You gotta go!
Hopefully soon. I've been to Switzerland, though, and, like, the French side.
I've never been to Switzerland. Did you get hit on in Switzerland? Was anybody, like,
cute? Ooh. All they called me down the streets, which is hilarious, because I looked nothing like either of them, was like, Rihanna! Nicki Minaj! And it's just because my hair is orange, and I feel like they were not used to seeing someone with such bright hair walking down the street. I was like, I'll take it. It's giving me bad gallery.
When I was in Africa, this man called me Madea. So I would say... You got a better compliment.
I did win, can't lie.
You definitely did win. But it's so funny to me that somebody who's like, here's a black person I know, I'll yell that at
you. Like, they were literally yelling it across the street. I was like, after a while, I was like, wait, I think they're talking to me. I'm like, this is
me?
Actually very insane.
Am I Rihanna? I Nicki Minaj?
Am I Bayesian or Trinidadian? I'm one of them, period.
So are you single, dating, married, don't want to say?
I'm single.
Okay. Are you looking?
I'm open.
Mm-hmm.
I'm open.
Okay. That's so vague. Like, are you just, so you're like, I'm open for something to come to me, or you're open to like start trying? What does this open mean?
I'm like, if you're hot and you listen to this, come find me, Lucala. You know, I'm like, yeah, I'm open to somebody. I guess I'm looking a little bit, but not too hard because it's not even like I'm on anything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're not on the apps or anything?
No.
Were you ever?
I was. But then it got like really weird. I feel like when things started moving more, like I would literally get people saying like, oh my gosh, like I listen to your music, or oh my gosh, this and that. And I was like, this is kind of like odd. And there's just weirdos sometimes. Yeah. So I was like, I don't know, maybe I'm meant to meet someone in real life. So we shall see.
That's the era I'm in, is meeting somebody in real life.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I have to leave my house to do that.
I literally said that the other day. Like, my friend was like, let's go out. And I was like, yeah, I'm down. Let's meet someone. A couple hours later, I was looking at the clock and I was like, I don't really have it in me. I'm not going to hold you. But I'm like, how am I going to ever meet somebody if I never go anywhere?
I know.
And then everyone's like, oh, maybe like, someone should introduce me to somebody. But I'll leave it there.
I keep asking people to introduce me to somebody, and everyone's always like, oh, my friends are garbage. And I'm like, okay, well.
It's giving its code for, I don't know if they like the thick girls. That's what it's code for, honestly, because, I don't know, this is LA.
That never occurred to me.
Oh, sorry to burst the bubble.
It's okay to bubble and burst. Damn.
I don't know. I feel like, I don't know who's going to send me up someone in LA. Who knows? Maybe I'm being like, maybe I need to be optimistic.
Maybe. How long have you been in L.A.?
A year.
Okay, so you're still new to L.A. I love that you're already jaded on L.A. You're just like, never going to find somebody here.
I don't know. I think dating in L.A. is just such an interesting place. It feels different.
It is different. I lived in New York for a while, and New York to here is just, it's so different in a way that I can't even describe.
Yeah.
Because people's nights end earlier here, and nobody wants to be friends here.
Unless you have a lot going on.
I guess. But, like, what I mean is, like, you'll go. I love just talking to people randomly.
Yeah.
And I feel like people are just like, oh, why are you talking to me? And I'm like, but yeah. I just want to have fun.
It's tough for me to know who's being genuine and who's not being genuine in LA. It definitely is hard.
You know, I said earlier, I agree, it's hard to know who's here for the right reasons. Yeah. I did say earlier that, like, love doesn't just come to your doorstep, but, like, maybe it will. I ordered a charger for my phone, like an aux cord to go in my car, and instead of sending me an aux cord, I got sent a dildo. I got sent, and
that's something you can be in love with.
Yeah, I feel like I could be in love with it. I thought Amazon, I was like, did Amazon send this to me? Because they were like, you need a dick in your life?
I am screaming.
It was wild, because I looked on Amazon, and it was like, ooh, delivered. And I said, ooh, my charger's here. And then I opened it, and I was like, this is a huge box for a little charger. And then I opened it, and I was like, this is a dildo.
Oh, my god!
And it came with anal lube, and I was like, lube is lube. I think you could just throw it in any old place.
I didn't know there was a difference.
Me either, but it specifically said anal lube, and it's not a lot, and it's a very big dildo. And I was like, y'all think I have more girth than I do back there.
I am screaming. Like, how do we get here?
Because I was like, love maybe can come to your door.
It can. Or I don't know if that's just a movie thing or if it really can show up at the door.
I don't know. The dildo like came to my door.
I love that for you.
And then I was like, should I return it? But then I was like, well, you don't return a gift God sent.
I was going to ask you, did you keep it?
It's currently just right by my front door. Because I'm like, I don't know.
At this point, it clearly was meant to be yours.
It was meant to be. But it was just so wild. So then I ordered another charger. This literally happened like 2 days ago. So I ordered another one, and I wonder if I'm going to get my charger or another deal. Like, do you think you're going to be like, ha, ha, ha?
I'm just trying to figure out if this company is selling chargers and dildos.
Maybe.
Like, I mean, you have to be multifaceted nowadays. So I'm just wondering what's going on with that company.
I know. It was so interesting and strange. Has anything weird like that happened to you? You're like, no, lady, your life is fucked up.
No. Off the top of my head. I mean, I'm sure there's been a lot of things like that, or maybe I ordered something similar and did not arrive, but I don't know.
So have you had any relationships? Have you been in one? I have not.
You haven't?
I've dated somebody. And I guess you could call it a relationship, but who knows what they were calling. You know, it wasn't a thing that was super cohesive.
I'm like, geez, you really want my business out there on the streets.
Well, you don't have to answer it if you don't want to.
No, I don't feel like I have been. And I guess I'm a little comforted in knowing, like, nowadays I feel like a lot of people don't feel like they've genuinely been in a relationship. I've been in situationships.
Same.
Liked people. People have liked me. I've been on dates. But I don't think I would call any of those people like an ex. I don't know what they call me, but that's on them.
That's such an interesting thing. I wonder if anyone will call me an ex. Or are they just like that crazy bitch I dated for a little bit? I don't know.
You know, when you watch like some of those shows on reality TVs and they're like, the ex said this and that. I'm like, who would say something about me? I'm like, I don't feel like I have an ex. You know, I'm like, I'm like, am I damaged goods? What's going on?
You're not damaged goods. No.
I don't think I am. I think we're living in a weird time period, honestly.
Yes.
I think a lot of people haven't been with somebody seriously. Mm-hmm. And then I think a lot of people just are trying to date right now and are not finding that person.
Yes. I also think reality television is it like speeds. So, okay, I love 90 Day Fiancé. Mm-hmm. And they have this offshoot called The Single Life. Mars, I think I talked about this last week. Zoopsies. Anywho, so this guy, Tyrae, goes on a first date with a woman.
Yeah.
And he goes, I feel like we have a connection. You don't know that, bitch. You don't have a connection. You know you think she's attractive,
yeah,
but you simply don't have a connection. And then he was like, and then he on the first date was like, how do you feel about long distance relationships? Because they were both on a trip in New Orleans.
Right.
So they didn't live down there. And I'm like, on a first date?
That's insane.
Again, you don't know this person.
I don't know if we're all a little damaged from the pandemic.
We are.
You know? So I think that, like, in our brains, we're, like, skipping. Like, skipping I hear some steps. Of the questions. Yeah, I hear some of the questions people ask people on a first date. And I'm like, that would make me run away. Like, why are we talking about all this? But at the same time, I think people also just feel like I don't have, like, time to waste. So I need to know where you stand on this. Because I don't want to waste my time if I live this far, you know? But I'm personally not really doing that long distance thing right now.
I don't think I would do a long distance relationship. But if I met somebody that I was interested in, like, I think
you
I
might
would
be open to it.
Open to try. But again, I don't know you. Do you know what I mean?
I want to say I'd be open to it, but I feel like the last person I spoke to, again, not dated, spoke to. The last person I spoke to that was like long distance, like, I would just need you to do a lot for me to even think about it. And I think a lot of people in their mind think that they're doing more. So it's just probably not for me.
What do you need someone to do for you?
Oh. I don't know. You can send me some gifts. You can, like, you need to show me that I'm on your mind. You know what I mean? Like, and it can't just be you texting me and calling me, because I think anybody can do that. I'm not looking for a pen pal.
Okay.
You know? So I feel like you kind of have to do some, like, actions. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. You were thinking about me. Maybe you even send me a letter in the mail. Like, that would be cute. That'd be romantic. Like, I just feel like, where's the romance nowadays? And don't just send me flowers when you do something wrong, because I feel like that's the only time I get flowers. So, like, the last person that, like, sent me flowers recently, like, I never responded back to them. Like, I just didn't care. It just was like, why did you send me those flowers? I literally don't talk to you.
Is this what it's like to have standards? If someone sent me, I dated someone who got me flowers once, and I was like, oh my God. Yeah. Anytime they did something wrong, I'd be like, well, at least they got me flowers that one time.
Yeah, no, it's not worth it.
I guess not.
Because clearly they're going to do the same thing again and be like, oh, I can just get you back the moment that I sent her some flowers.
But you got to
keep the flowers.
Or,
matter of fact, I'll keep them, but I won't even post it. Like, I'm not even going to let you feel special by you seeing it online. Like, you're not going to see the bouquet ever.
Like, I'm not even going to thank you. I'm just going to have it.
I don't know you.
Oh my God. I need a little bit of that. I don't have any of that. If you buy me flowers and if you say hello to me, I'm like, oh my God, I'm in love. Like, I had a server the other day at a restaurant and he said more than like, can I take you order? Like, and I was like, I'm going to marry him. I love him so much. And then I tried so hard to flirt with him, but then I just ended up being weird. And then it turned out he knew who I was. So then I think he liked the weird, but then I don't know. I was like, if you know who I am, are you gay? And then he's like, oh, but maybe you're bi. But then you can't just ask somebody that.
Right. I mean, I do sometimes, but I think I get in trouble for it. So now I just learned to not talk anymore. My team would be like, Lou, just stop asking questions. Like, please don't.
Ask. Just don't ask. I mean, I wish.
I don't know. I think it's really important to have standards in dating, especially if you're like, you know, I've been single this long.
Mm-hmm.
I might as well stay this way until I find someone who treats me the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Like, no. Like, if you do me wrong, it's my cutoff game is very strong.
I wish. I'm not like that, because I'm like, there's goodness in everyone and your goodness will shine through.
I'm manifesting that for you this year in 2024. We are cutting them off.
Yes.
We're like literally blocking them everywhere so
block,
you can hit me
block,
up.
Block, 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 block.
Yeah, like literally. who? Someone asked me, like, oh, like, this person was talking about who?
Oh, my God.
But, like, genuinely, you're so in your, locked off in your head that you're literally wondering who. Like, who?
I've never wondered who. I'm like, I know exactly who you are. I know where you live. And I know the last time we spoke.
No.
I think I'm just, like, a hopeless romantic where.
I love that.
I feel like when you click with someone, you're like, well, why can't this be a lovely, happily ever after?
I just want to be with the person that makes me feel free and comfortable enough to really believe in that happily ever after. Mm-hmm. But, like, most people, like, just talk a big game. And, like, I'm like, huh?
Mm. I feel comfortable with people, not like immediately, but I'm also a very strange person.
Yeah.
So I don't realize I'm doing weird shit until they're like, oh, that was weird. And I'm like, oh, no, I guess I'm comfortable with you.
I get comfortable a bit too quickly, so I get it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. What are you looking for in a partner?
What am I looking for?
Treating you well.
Yeah, I think someone who, like, could be romantic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said gifts, but it's not really just gift. I think it's literally someone just thinking about you and doing nice things because they are thinking about you mm-hmm. on their regular day-to-day life. Because if I was walking down the street and I was with somebody, again, like, we are together,
mm-hmm.
and I saw a top that I felt like you would like, I would get it. Like, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? I would be like, just because of, like, acts of service, I think, are beautiful things.
Yes.
You know, open the door. Like, we need some chivalry. Like, you know, like, hold the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
Those are basics. So it's actually very sad that it's very sad that this is a thing you even have to mention, because that's very basic. But I don't know, someone who's, like, smart, like, teach me some things. Mm-hmm. I want to teach you some things. Like, teach me some things. Someone who holds me to the highest regard, because I'm a queen. So you should. Someone who's ambitious.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I don't know, there's nothing, like, less, like, attractive than somebody who just doesn't want to do anything with their life. For me, at least. Like, I mm-hmm. need you to be on your stuff, because I work hard. And also, it would be nice to date somebody who kind of had more freedom, you know?
Uh-huh.
A little change, a little more than change in their pockets.
Okay.
Because I want to go on vacations. Like, you know, I want to, and the kind of schedule, I'm sure you lead a similar one, is things could be really, really busy.
Yes.
And you might just find out you have a couple days free out of nowhere.
Yes.
Like, let's go on a trip.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's have fun. Like, I don't know. It's a couple things I'm looking for, I guess.
It's a couple of things, but I also think it's fully attainable and
it's
doable.
It's so attainable.
Oh, I like the whole, are you thinking about me? I dated somebody who I thought of often because I really liked them, and they liked anime, so I would buy them socks with anime characters on it.
Oh, that's so cute.
And then at one point, they were like, hey, just so you know, these socks are terrible quality, and they're really uncomfortable, so you don't, like, I know you're thinking of me, but, like, I simply won't wear them, so if, and I was like,
wait, where did you find this person?
The world.
Oh, my gosh.
But then I kept forgetting. So if someone tells me.
And then you kept getting the socks.
Yes. If someone tells me something is bad, like, if you tell me you're allergic to shrimp, every time I eat shrimp, I will offer you some because I know in my head.
That's
you
why they
said
broke it
something
off.
About shrimp. You like shrimp? And it's like, no, shrimp kills me. And with these socks, every time I saw them, I'd be like, oh my God, these are so cute. I'll get them.
I mean, to me, because you're not killing them, it's not shrimp. It's the thought that matters. So it's like, come on. Like, I think it's nice that you kept doing that. But
they but said it was sweet. They were like, it's sweet. And you have good intentions, but your execution is very bad.
Oh,
I was
my
like,
gosh.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I think that is just so nice that you were even willing to do that. I want to come home to somebody who's cooking me dinner.
Oh.
And letting me just relax. And then you want to give me a massage. Like, these are the things I want. These are the things I see for me. I deserve.
I like that. I could never. I don't like massages. And I can't imagine a loved one giving me one. No. I don't really like being touched, which is a strange thing.
That's fair.
Yeah, so massages is like it's too much touching. The whole thing is touching.
I used to be so ticklish. I used to be so ticklish anytime someone touched me, but now I'm like, give me that massage. I deserve. I work hard.
No.
Give me a massage. But there is something pretty intimate about it.
It's so intimate. And then I start thinking about, why are you touching me? Not during, like, a massage. Like, sometimes I'll be talking to a dear friend and they'll, like,
touch me to emphasize a point, and like if their hand stays, I go, well, why don't you want your hand back? And
then I feel like a lot of people are like that.
Stop thinking about it.
I feel like recently a lot of people are like that. Like some of my friends are like, yeah, we don't like hugs. I'm like, oh, okay, which is so interesting to me because I feel like growing up, especially in high school, you would mm-hmm. walk in and everyone wanted to give you a hug. Mm-hmm. And now I'm realizing, I guess people don't want to hug anymore, but it's okay.
I'll hug somebody. I actually prefer a hug to a handshake, but it's like, if someone touches my back, I'm like, why? Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I mean, I get that because I've always said that, I feel like kisses are more intimate than sex. And, like, I don't know what it is about it, but I just feel like there's something so intimate about your mouth and somebody else's mouth swapping some stuff. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah,
but I think I might just be backwards in my brain.
When someone's inside of you, I think there's, that's it.
I don't know. They could be inside you. You can just disconnect. You could just be like, I'm not even here. But when they're kissing you, like, it's like, whoa, you're so close.
I guess.
Maybe also, something is wrong with me.
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with you. I'm also weird. Sometimes I'll kiss somebody and I'll open an eye.
Oh, you're weird.
And I'll be like, is your eye open?
Wait, that reminds me of like when my brother got married. I'm such a bad sister, but like when my brother got married, he and his wife, that was the first time they ever shared a kiss. And it was such an uncomfortable thing to watch them do for the first time. And his eyes were fully open. And I like,
wait.
I gag, but I also laugh. Like me and my sister could not stop laughing.
Not to put your brother's business out there, but he had never kissed a woman before his wife.
You know, he's on his super Christian stuff.
Oh, okay.
But I was like, not even a kiss. Like, to do it for the first time in front of everybody and your eyes be open, it was honestly one of the funniest things, also disturbing things. I'm so sorry. I love you. I hope he doesn't listen to this.
He will. No. And he's gonna think back to his magical wedding day and be like, it was weird. Everyone thought it was weird.
It was so weird. I was like, haven't you ever watched movies? Like, close your eyes. And his eyes are big, too. It was very much giving out of pocket, like out of socket.
He was like, I can't believe this is fucking happening.
This is magical.
Were her eyes open, too?
I don't think so, but it was one of the most funniest because, first of all, when you kiss someone, you got to have coordination.
Yeah.
You got to know, like, is it a straightforward head left, mm-hmm. head right? Like, what are we doing? Are we grabbing that head?
Uh-huh.
This is very much giving, like, an alien type. It was bad.
He's like, this is my first day on Earth. I don't know how to do this.
It was so bad. It was funny, though.
Luke Halla, we have to take a break. Spring is the best time to start a new workout routine. It's our yearly collective warm-up, and Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards whatever you're looking for. Okay, Peloton can accommodate your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. Even if you only have 5 minutes, there's a class to get your body moving, and I have to stress how important that is. 5 minutes is better than no minutes. Peloton has a range of class types fit for every goal and mood. Move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can just jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day, because that's what it is, a journey. And listen, Peloton has everything you need to get to where you're going. Whether you prefer to run outdoors, row or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton is something for you. Ooh, the Peloton classes I like to do are strength training. I also like the yoga because I'm always trying to get more flexible because I love doing splits because I'm slutty. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So
even though it's work, you got to work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dateme today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dateme. And we're back.
That is funny that you say that a kiss takes coordination.
It does. A lot of people don't know how to kiss and they really think they do.
Have you ever had a bad kiss with somebody and then the next time you kissed them, it was good?
Like better. I don't know if it was good.
I also, better. If the first kiss is bad, I truly feel like it's simply.
It kind of seals the deal because it's like if you don't know how to work your mouth. Mm-hmm. On the mouth. I don't know where else you know how to work it.
Yeah.
So it kind of seals the deal a little bit.
But a first kiss, when it's good, is such a fucking treat.
It is. Oh, my God. It is. And I don't know. I feel like a lot of people do not know how to kiss, specifically men. And a lot of them really think they do. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think, you know, when I kiss someone here and there and they're like, wow, like, that was such a great kiss. I'm like, I know. But, like,
wait,
you got to work on it.
Wait, people are telling you?
Yeah.
People go, that was a great kiss?
Yeah.
Is it me?
Maybe. I'm joking. Well, no, I think like when you share something like a good time or even just a really good kiss, like you feel something. But like, yeah. You know, like I feel like when I'm told, I'm like, yeah, like I know, but like you got to work on it because I was a kid and I was kissing the inside of my arm to make sure that I knew what I was doing properly.
I used
so
to
like
do
maybe
that
y'all
a
need
lot.
To do that because a I lot of people that. Think they're great at a lot of things that they're not. And it's like, let's take some feedback. Back so that we can be better for the next person. Like
the next time I kiss someone, I'm gonna be like, rate it 1 to 10. Actually, did you like it?
No, but actually, I think you can like feel it when it's a really good kiss.
I think you can feel it too. Oh wait, maybe I have.
Can you feel it? Can you feel the love? You can feel it.
Can you feel the love tonight? The peace the evenings bring.
I don't think I knew the other half. Is that the same song?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was singing.
Am I even an artist?
The Elton John version, yeah. And not the movie version.
Oh, okay, my bad. Hi, Elton.
Oh, I love Elton John.
Great person.
Benny and the Jets.
We're lucky to be living in a time with all these like living legends.
I know.
A couple of them, you know. A lot
Who's
of them.
Your favorite?
Who's still living?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Or a dead one.
Oh,
what a way to phrase that.
I love Rihanna. Like, hey, okay. Me and you need to be bestie. But living legend, Celine Dion. Like, I'm Canadian, so.
Celine Dion.
I was at the Grammys the other day. And
ooh, you went to the Grammys?
Yeah, it was my first time. And I saw her walk out, and I swear I almost fainted. I almost cried. I literally was like, no freaking way. Especially because, like, you know, she's been dealing with a lot. So I was not expecting to see her walk on stage. That was like, I gasped. I was like, right? Celine Dion.
Love her.
Yeah.
Celine Dion.
Literally, I've always been like, it's giving my wedding song.
Mm-hmm.
Because you love me.
Oh.
Like, that's like, oh, I love her.
I like that song. I drove all night. That's not how it goes.
I was like, what song is that?
I drove all. I drove all night. That's not how it goes. Do you know what song I'm talking about?
No.
It's called I Drove All Night. Jordan, how does it go?
I drove all night.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds very different.
To you, I drove all night.
That's what I want someone who's into me to do. Like, I'm not trying to do yes. that. Not gonna hold you, but I need you to like give me the like. I drove all night to get to you. Like,
you were always there for me to touch and care. For me.
Talking to you makes me wonder if I don't think I'm worthy of someone driving all night.
Oh my
because
gosh.
I'm like, someone driving all night, that's dangerous. You better get to sleep. You can get to me in the afternoon if it takes that long.
You should listen to my very first EP. I only have one EP out, and it's actually called Worthy.
Ooh.
And I feel like it was me coming around to the point where I realized that I was worthy of all the best things.
Uh-huh.
And I know in the movies and shows, like girls like us, they don't get the love story and this and that. So like getting to the point where you're like, no, I'm worthy of this and I'm gonna wait out until I have someone who makes me feel like I'm the prize.
Here's the thing. I'm fucking tired of waiting and I'm horny. And
I didn't say you don't give it out to anybody in that period, but
well, I don't want to just be fucking no more. I'm like, really, I don't want to have one night stands. I don't want to have to like figure out what works with this person.
Yeah.
I want like
reliable. I want a Toyota Corolla. You know, I want to fuck somebody and know it's reliable and good.
Why get a Toyota Corolla?
Or actually, a Camry, because it's economical, reliable.
Let's get a Range Rover.
No, those are actually not great. They break down a lot. They might be luxury.
Let's get a Porsche.
But people are always like, a Porsche? A Porsche is better than
electric Porsche.
I can't remember to plug you in.
I just feel like I get what you're saying, because I think a lot of people are in that weird in between where you're like, do I, like, I don't want to hook up with anybody anymore. Mm-hmm. And I want like a real life relationship. But I also need to get a little sum, because we need to get a little wet here and there.
Yeah.
And like, it's a really weird in between. But I feel like we're all feeling it as a people right now. So at least there's knowing that. And I mean, love did come to your door. So at least there's that in between right now.
Also, it was a black dildo.
Oh my God.
So it felt personal.
Like a black person's skin?
Yes. And I was like,
those scare me a little bit. Like, like real, I don't know what it is, but seeing the veins on the real color of anybody's skin, I'm like, you just made this a little too real.
Too realistic.
Too realistic.
Very realistic. And my assistant, she dropped off coffee. I was doing some press stuff, so she dropped off coffee for me. And she was like, left it next to the dildo. And I was like, yes. Let me explain why it's just there.
Oh.
It is still in its bag, which says keep away from children, which I thought was pretty funny. They meant the bag because it can choke a child, but I was like,
oh, okay.
I just feel like,
I don't know, I don't want to be morbid or anything, but I always think, like, God willing, I get to live a very, very long life. But I'm like, what if you, like, passed away and your family had to come and clear out your room?
Yeah.
All the stuff they would find.
Yeah.
Find out you're not that good Christian little girl. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
I have a will, and it is, a lot of it's not legally enforceable because you can't enforce people to do things after you die. But there's soft requests for my best
friend. Please let my friends come and clear the room
first. And one of the things says, here's where my sex toys are. If you could just, like, get rid of them.
You're smart.
Oh, you know what I should do? I should put gloves in there just so they don't have to, like, touch my stuff.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I love that you already have that in the world, because I was, like, really thinking about it. I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, that would be insane.
Yeah, just leave instructions. Like, my best friend knows exactly where the printout of it is. I told her where it is. Death doesn't scare me because it'll happen to us all. So I just, like, want to be prepared. But yeah, I'm like, just, you know, clean out some stuff. My sister doesn't need to see that.
Yeah. That's smart. Maybe I'll get the look together.
I will say, one of the requests that's not legally enforceable is I would like googly eyes placed on my face.
Why?
To
scare people?
Just because it's funny. And I'd like my body to still be funny when I'm not in
it. You said even in death, I'm going to be silly. A silly ass bitch. I love it.
And I wrote, I think I told my sister this. I was like, I'd like my sister to bang the casket every time someone comes by. So my eyes do that.
I am screaming. I think I haven't been creative enough.
No, get creative. Like, death happens. Death is sad. Mm-hmm. But, like, death could also be a celebration or funny if that person had a sense of humor.
Yes.
I want people obviously to be sad about me.
Right.
But I also want them to be like, tee hee hee, that dumb bitch.
I need them to be sick to their stomach about me. Like, sick to my stomach, fam. Like, that's what I need. I need you to be like, I can't live. Like, my life will never go on. Like, Lou is gone. Like, what is life? That's what I need the dramatics. And if you're one of those, like, super criers, like, I need you to be at front row. Super cry. But also remember that I was really funny.
I would like my partner to, like, be so overcome with emotion at my funeral. And I've requested that my current partner has to talk about my pussy. But I want them to be, like, so overcome with emotion and be, like, sobbing, being like, her pussy was so nice and I loved it.
I am screaming, but I'm also confused. I don't know why you're scared about anybody in your family finding your dildos and sex toys when clearly you're requesting such wild things.
Here's the thing. Never is a thought connected in my brain.
Yeah, that's what
never is a thought making sense as a cohesive thing.
That makes sense.
You are absolutely right. It doesn't matter who cleans it out, because you're going to hear all about at the funeral.
They're about to hear on this, like, very now, like, tomorrow, in 10 seconds.
How do you write a love song? Like,
I don't think I'm the best love song writer.
Okay.
I'm still learning. I know how to write love songs to myself,
mm-hmm.
but writing love songs, like, I'm like, I don't know, like, do I have to, I'm dramatic. Mm-hmm. I think I can make anything be sound super dramatic.
Sure.
You know, and everyone's gonna be like, who's that song about? If you're saying you've like never really, you know, been in a full relationship or like never been like in full blown love, I'm like,
I mean,
mind your business.
Shakespeare wrote about fairies in the woods. I'm sure he's never met a fairy in the woods.
Yeah.
Shakespeare wrote about the tempest, which is a storm, and I'm sure he never went through that.
Romeo and Juliet, were they real? Who knows?
Yeah. It's called an imagination.
Yeah. But I actually do write about myself. Like, so everything is about myself, but I might make it a little more dramatic because we're trying to sell some records. Not checking. I want to make it a little more dramatic than it is. And then I'm like, I don't know, maybe I just don't claim a lot of the situations I've had as love.
Okay.
Maybe it's a me thing, and me and the word love are a little distance from each other, and it's hard for me to understand what it fully means. It's some trauma, I guess.
Sure. I guess my question's dumber than what you were answering. I literally don't understand how people write songs. Like, okay, that Jessica Simpson song where she's like, I'm on my knees, and I want... What is it? Do you know what song I'm singing, Jordan?
I said, what song is that?
It's like she wants something to wash over her.
It sounds Christian, but not.
It's like
Jessica
Simpson.
Yeah,
Jessica
Simpson.
I don't know if it's sexual or Christian, but it's one of those two.
Sing more of it.
I'm on my knees.
Are you in the right key?
No, never.
I'm on my knees.
Okay, I'll pick a different song.
I think you just like... I think some people write things about their reality and some people just like, I don't know, at one point I needed inspiration. During the pandemic, I needed inspiration because I was like, I'm not living a life. I'm literally stuck inside my apartment, my home the whole time. So I would watch movies and shows and like, or like write about my friends' like relationships. Like that was always really fun to do. But usually I just write it about myself. And I feel like maybe when I find that deep love, I'm gonna be able to write like that legit love song. I know how to write about heartbreak because I feel like everyone's been heartbroken, even if it wasn't like in a relationship kind of manner.
Yes.
Everyone's been heartbroken in some sort of way.
Yes.
And there's been people that we really liked and they broke our heart too. You know, so writing the opposite is so much easier for me than to write love songs. Also, because I think a lot of love songs are just so corny and really hard to like, like, you know, like there's like to perfect a love song is beautiful. But a lot of times it doesn't happen that way.
What's your favorite love song? Do you have one?
Oh, I was just talking to someone about, one, obviously we love the Celine Dion Because You Love Me because it's giving wedding song. But there's a song, do you know who Tamia is?
No.
Tamia. She has a song called Still, till this day. Like, I remember being a kid and listening to it. Like, I'm actually very dramatic, but there's, anyways, it literally is about, she's with, she's been dating this guy, and he was like in the NBA, but she was with him since they were like kids, and now they're like grown-ups and they have kids and all this stuff, like, and like their kids are adults. But anyways, the song is like, still feels like the first time we met and I kissed and I told you I love you.
Oh,
we
I do know that
get
song.
Along like teenagers. Like, I'm like, the fact that that song is still real to them, that like you still love this person since you guys were like so young to now. I'm like, oh my gosh. I just think it's such a beautiful song. And who that knows who's nice. Who I'm going to end up marrying one of these days. We might know each other for 2 years, but we're going to play that song as if we knew each other since we were children.
Do you think how do you identify? Plus size? Fat?
I'm a size 2. What are you talking about? I'm a plus size girl. I'm a thick girl. I'm a plus size girl.
I just call myself fat. I just... Oh. The way you
I was having that conversation with my friend a couple days ago. And I was like, that's just like, I've never done that. Like, that's... I don't know. I don't identify. I'm a plus size girl. I just feel like fat is something that you have on your body. It's not who you are.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
because of that, like, it's hard for my brain to like think like that. And also just like growing up, like, because it was like more of a diss.
Yes.
Like, I'm like, I'm not gonna call myself that, but you're not gonna hurt my feeling if you call me that either, babes. Like, I'm hot.
Yeah. I feel like growing up, people would be like, you're fat. I'd be like, and?
Yeah, I love that.
What else got?
You were a bad bitch early. You said,
you wanna talk about your mom not being able to pay her bills? Yeah. We can get into that. Yeah, like, it didn't bother me the way it bothered other kids. Right. So that's why I say
it. Did you feel like you had to be funny early? Like you were deflecting from that a little bit? Sorry, who's the interviewer? You or me?
I feel like I've been asked that before.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe as I got older, I realized that was a way to like be funny so people would like not call me fat. But I also really didn't care if you called me fat.
I love that.
Anything I felt about my body was solely myself being like, oh, I wish I looked like the other kids. But then if it's like someone was like, you are fat, I'd just be like, okay. I think it comes more from having like ADHD.
And we both share that.
Being in a classroom and a teacher saying something, and I'm like, that reminds me of blah, 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 blah. Or like, I can't look. Like, I just was bouncing around, like bouncing off the walls, and it just manifested in a funny way, I think.
Right.
But I'm sure deep down there's like some, if I make them laugh first, they won't make fun of me. But also, nobody made fun of me because I was like, a good time.
Right.
And like my older sister was known as like Nicole's sister. Like she,
we love to see it. Nicole's sister when you're younger.
Before me, and they're like, "Oh, you're her sister."
I always feel bad for the people because I remember a couple of those people in high school where like you're the younger person's sibling, and I'm like, "Dang, like you got to step it up, step it up."
Yeah, talk a little bit more.
Yeah,
but as a plus size person,
yeah,
have you found dating to be harder or
It's definitely a little tougher. I don't know. I think that a lot of people, I think there's a good amount of people that are into plus size women, but they're scared to say like out loud. Therefore, they copy. They'll hook up with plus size girls in secret.
Yeah.
And not in real life. And I'm like, I'm nobody's secret. So like, until you're like yelling outside, like Lucala, I love her. Like she's that one. Like please don't talk to me, because it also tells me like. I'm actually just embarrassed for you. Like, imagine being a grown man and you're afraid to, like, love the person you love just because you want to seem cool for your friends. Like, it's actually absolutely insane to me in my brain.
Yes.
It's definitely different, a little harder to date as an out plus size woman.
An out plus size woman. When I was in the closet, it was a little easier.
Right, right. If I was down to be in the closet, it's like, yeah. And it's so funny because a lot of the men that want to hook up with plus size girls are like hot to the world. They're like men that are like musculars or like great quote unquote bodies, as the world would say. And the actual vision of like what a lot of these girls want. It's funny because like when I'm on social media, like on TikTok, sometimes I'll see like a girl that's like plus size and she has a fine ass man.
And everyone in the comments are like, how did he,
they must have been friends first.
They were friends. She must have gained weight.
And I'm like, no, babes, like not everyone is into you. And I think it hurts people more, I think, because some of them might work out super hard and they might do everything they think they can do, get some work to like become the vision of what they think the world thinks is attractive. And then he goes after that one, you know, but I'm like.
But also whenever I see like a bodybuilder type with a plus size girl, I'm like, obviously he likes to lift heavy things.
It kind of makes sense. Opposites attract.
Opposites attract. But also it's like, how can I get another workout in? Lift this big bitch up
And
like move her around. That's another workout.
We love to see it. It's, I don't know why it like blows people's minds. I really just wish people would just like date and love the, like date who they want to date, you know, like, because you're the one that's going to be miserable at the end of the days. And I think it has to do with like high school culture and like being middle school and all that kind of stuff. Like you carry that into adulthood. But I'm loving to see like people nowadays are just like, people are getting better at it.
Yeah.
A little bit better
just
at it.
Just a little.
But it's definitely, I feel like it's hard to date as a plus size girl in LA. Like in many places, but like in LA, because LA is definitely the place of like rewarding very small things.
Yeah. Now we're in the Ozempic era of LA.
Yeah.
Where you could just whittle yourself down to being a little Thumbelina, if you will.
Yeah.
Baby, we gotta take a break. Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the healthcare everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves healthcare. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho. Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply. And we're back. It is interesting. I feel like I've dated dudes who like implied it would be nicer if I were smaller or like they're like, oh, I like your personality, but like, why don't you go to the gym more? And I'm like, what? I know I've talked about this because this was years ago, but I hooked up with this dude who said, just because I work in fitness doesn't mean I don't like your body. And I was like, wait, what?
It's just like annoying because, you know, I think a lot of like, many a times when men have been attracted to me, they literally be like, I love your body. Like, okay, do you go up to a size 2 and like the first thing that rolls out of your mouth is I love your body? No, like I don't need your extra dose to feel confident. I'm a bad bitch. Mm-hmm. I know I am. Like you really don't have to make me feel any better or any different about my size. And it always made me feel uncomfortable because I felt very sexualized automatically instead of like, I like you. I just want to get to know you.
Yeah, I think that's something I had to unlearn because when I was younger, I was like, I'm fine with this body. It is what it is. I'm going to continue eating. So that's the choice I'm making. Screaming. But then I would like sexualize myself to try to make men like me.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I like me, but I don't think they like what I'm serving. And now, in my old age, and I'm now 62, I'm trying to
unlearn. You look great for 62.
Thank you, black don't crack. But I'm trying to, like, unlearn that to be like, well, you can have the goodies, but just, like, you got to work a little bit for it.
Right.
And I shouldn't lead with my sexuality. I should lead with, like, I'm a nice person who's in this world looking for love. And that's been fucking hard because I'm also horny. I think I've said this, like, 4 times.
Yeah. Are you going to get some after this tonight?
I don't know. Well, I am going out with a friend tonight. And our whole goal is to speak to at least one man each.
Oh, wow. I love that for you. But we're not in our hookup era anymore, remember?
No, but...
Again, your thoughts don't connect. They don't connect.
Well, just talking to it. I don't have to go home with him.
Smart.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just like getting the practice in... Because I dated someone for a little bit, so I feel a little out of practice flirting.
Right.
So I'm like, God, I want to meet someone in person, so I got to get the practice in, got to flirt with them. But then I'm also like, what if we meet in a bar tonight?
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'd like to see you again next week. And I'm like, okay. And then I see him again next week, and then maybe he's like, well, do you want to go to dinner the week after that? And I go, yes. So now that's 3 weeks in a row. And then we start hanging out during the day, and then we go see movies, and then we're dating, and then we're never married.
I'm screaming. Someone told me recently that I'm like a really good flirt. I don't know I don't know what that means. Okay. I think I smile a lot.
Okay, I'm gonna practice flirting with you.
Okay, let's do it.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Wait, let me start over.
Yeah, who are you trying to be? Urkel? What's happening?
I instantly got afraid. Okay, hi.
Hey.
Do you come here often?
Here and there. How about you?
Oh my goodness. Today's my first day. I'm bad at this. You're scaring me.
You should, I think you have to loosen up a little bit. Do you want to try this Cosmo?
Yes.
I'm trying to make eye contact with you. Know, why are you looking away?
Because this is overwhelming.
Why?
And you are really good at this.
Am I?
Yes. Oh my God. Okay. Wait, let me try again. I can be cool.
You don't have to be cool, actually, because I feel like there's somebody for everybody, and if you're trying to be the cool thing, I feel like that's not going to work out. You just have to be yourself. But wow. Also just like wink a little bit, twinkle a little bit with
wow,
the eyes.
Wow, you just said I wasn't cool.
No.
No.
I'm not cool either.
No, I'm
from
cool.
I'm a fun person. I'm not a cool person.
I'm a good time. I'm not cool. Okay. Hi.
Hey.
Do you come here a lot?
Here and there. How about you?
Actually, this is my first time I've been here.
Oh, well, I'm hoping I get to see you more.
Oh, my goodness. That I like that.
Would you like me to get you a drink? The Cosmo here are really good. Or you give me more Sex on the Beach. Would you like one?
Oh, my goodness. I think I would like a Sex on the Beach.
Okay, I got you.
Oh, wow. You're going to pay for my drink? See, I...
Yes. As long as we make this our beach. No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
I can't. No. Isn't she good at that?
I try.
Like, you were making me bashful, and I was like, we're in a recording studio.
Oh, I love
There's
that.
No threat of going home with you. Like, I was like, oh my God, I would love a drink.
Sometimes you just have to twinkle the eyes a little bit. You know, like when you see someone across the room. Actually, just the other day, like when I was at the Grammy parties, yeah, you're doing it well. I saw this guy across mm-hmm. the room, and then I got up to eat because they don't really be giving you no food at the Grammys.
They really don't.
So I got up to grab some thing to eat really quickly, and he was like, didn't you see me like looking at you from across the room? I was like, yeah, but why didn't you come up to me? Like, I'm confused. Like, I'm not coming up to you. Like, you better be on your man league for
wow.
me. Like, you know, so I'm like, why didn't you like come up to me? Like, I don't get it. He's like, we're here now.
Need whatever you've been drinking.
You know what? I'm really good at like setting people up. Like, I've always been like, I'm great at it. And the people I set up stay together for,
set
if not forever, for
somebody.
A long time.
Okay.
I'm going to think about my Rolodex. I can't set myself up, though. But everybody else, like, I feel like in another life, I was a loose Cupid.
Maybe you were. And I had a psychic tell me in another life, I was a princess. And I
a
was
like, princess.
Yay!
A Giz princess. I
and I was like, people waiting on me hand in, but I see it for myself. Yeah, okay, so I'm looking for someone with a little bit of money, mm-hmm. a job, no dreams.
Not a job.
Okay, a career.
Yeah.
I want them to be living their dream.
Yes.
I would prefer someone tall, but I can do a short king.
What's tall?
I think I'm really tall.
How tall are you?
Turns out 5'5". But
girl, bye. I really was waiting for you to say something crazy. I'm 5'5".
I thought I was 5'7" for a really long time.
Me too. I think we just have big dick energy.
I think so too.
I genuinely always thought I was tall, and I went to the doctors, and he's like, no, you're like 5'5". Like, well, you're yeah. like in 3/4". I said,
huh? My best friend is 5'7", and in pictures, I'm always shorter than her. And I was like, you're lying about your height. You're 6 foot. And she was like,
it's
no.
It's always the shorties. Yeah. My friend's a good 5'2", and she tells everyone she's 5'9". I'm like, babe, like, it's not giving that at all. Relax.
That's me. But yeah, I'm 5'5". So like, to me, I'm like, I want someone who's 6'5".
Yeah.
But like, anything over like 5'10 is tall, I guess, to
oh,
me.
Oh, that's cute.
I don't know. But I want someone who's like 6 foot, but people be lying all the time. So
they all lie.
I don't know what 6 foot actually is.
Oh my gosh. One time I went on a date with this guy from the online world, mm-hmm. and it very much said like 6 feet or 6'2", whatever. And I showed up and met, and I was like, this person is my height. And I'm just confused because did you not think I was ever going to find out? Like, did you not think about like the process about when we meet?
Uh-huh.
Insane.
Maybe he thought you were going to be shorter, and then he was like, well, I'll just automatically be taller and it'll be fine. Is that the worst date you've been on?
Oh, that was really bad. Actually, it was really bad. And he kept trying to touch my hand, and I was like, Like, I just, and it's not because he was short. I just think it's weird that you would say that and have such a big
gap. Was he trying to hold your hand across the street?
Yeah.
He was like, I need I need your hand.
I just like, I don't know why people like lie about that. I'm just very confused.
I don't know why people lie in general.
I think a lot of girls would be okay with dating like short kings, like as long as you weren't lying.
Yeah.
I don't know about me, but I think a lot of girls would be okay dating. I'm a thicker girl. So like, I want to feel a little protected.
Yeah. That's
in certain ways. And so I think that's why I like men that are taller. Protected. But yeah.
What's the worst date that you've been on?
Oh. That was a bad one, honestly, because I remember like after like the dinner and stuff, he was like, oh, do you want to go back and watch a movie? And like came like at his house. Like, no. But there was this one time, it's the only time that's ever happened to me, where I went on a date with this guy in New York. And he was just, like, so on me. Whatever. We get to the date.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I think, like, halfway through, he was, like, to the radio, like, oh, yeah, it's going to be, like, a separate bill. And, like, I don't think I realized he had said that. And then, like, at the end of it, like, it really was separate. And to me, like, it was more funny than anything because that had never, like, happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it was more hilarious because afterwards he was like, let's do this, let's do that. And then he would like text me like, oh, I can't wait to see you again. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking like, what in your mind ever made you think we were ever going to have eye contact, any messages or anything? I'm so sorry. Like, maybe I'm a little old school in that way. But like, if you're taking me out, you are taking me out. Like, I am not lifting a finger. I'm not the girl to fake it to you and be like, when it comes and then like you like go and pretend that you're. No, I'm going to stand That's there still me. Face. I'm not going to move. I'll just look at you.
And I wait for them to go, oh, I got it. And I go, do you? Okay.
No, like, I know some men say, like, they think it's nice if, like, you at least, like, offer. I'm not offering. Like, because what happens when they're like, okay, like, here, you got it. Like, no, I'm not. I'm so sorry. I'm not going to lie to you at all. You got to make me feel like you have to be chivalrous.
But what if you ask them on a date?
I would never ask someone on a date. I'm sorry.
Really?
I wouldn't. I don't think I would.
Would you ever propose?
Are you the type of girl to get on your knees and propose to somebody?
That's what I was going to ask you.
Never. Like, no. My African roots, I don't know, the answers would come and beat my ass. Like, absolutely not. No.
I don't think I would ever propose to someone because I don't necessarily want to get married.
Yeah.
But I feel like I've asked people out on dates.
You have? So did you pay? What is that life like?
No. Wait, I'm trying to think.
I don't think, honestly, I think to all my sisters that do it, you know, you guys are the strongest warriors. I'm happy you do it so I don't have to. But I just like, I don't know. Like, I think like for me, I'm in control of a lot. I don't know how to say it. I'm like a boss in what I do, like for music. So like, I like the idea of like maybe you are the boss when we're at home.
I get that.
I think it's kind of like hot.
That's like when businessmen like dominatrixes because they're in the boardroom as the boss and then a lady steps on them.
Like I'm manifesting a get ready, we're going out. Car's coming at 7:30. Yeah. Yeah, I like that. I think it's kind of sexy.
I like that in theory.
Oh, yeah. You can only get that kind of treatment from someone you're, like, attracted to because anyone else, you're like, who are you talking to? Anyone else is very much like, you better stop.
Well, I just, like, I don't think I've ever dated anyone who's like, I've planned a thing. We're doing this at this time. Wear this. I feel like everyone I've ever dated, it's like, you want to go out? Where do you want to go?
I don't like that. And it's hard because I can say, like, oh, these are some things I like, and then you pick it out.
Mm-hmm.
But to, like, I just need to take charge a little bit if you're asking me on a date.
Fair.
Like, that, I don't know. To me, it'd be like, then that means you might not know how to take charge in any other way. And I would, those are, like, what I relate to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have, like, reached the end. I do ask all of my guests this. I've only missed it maybe 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
But would you date me?
Oh. I would, you know. I like someone who's fun. I think you're beautiful.
Thank you.
I like someone who gives a little funniness, excitement, but also that is on their business. Because some people I've, like, talked to are too, they're trying to be funny too much. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I need you to work. People nowadays just don't want to work enough. I need you to make some money so we can survive. So you're on your shit. You're beautiful. And I don't know. Let's see where this goes.
Yes. Thank you. Do you have anything you want to promote?
I have a new song. It's out. It's called Nothing But Love. You know, a lot of times when you break up with somebody, you like hate. I think it's easier to say you hate somebody. Yes. It's like so much easier. And if you did hate somebody, it's easier to move on. Mm-hmm. But this song is about being like, I still have nothing but love for you. And it's very heartbreaking. And stream it. Lucala, eh.
You're like, stream it, feel bad.
Ugh. Yes, but then once you're over the heartbreak, you can go listen to Hotter Now or Pretty Girl Era and feel really hot about yourself.
I love that. I will say this. Whenever people hate their exes, it really makes me sad because I'm like, how did you love someone
that you now hate?
You hate them? Like, it got so bad that now you hate them? I never want that.
I always, like, it's a weird, I don't know, I think it's such a weird emotion. I don't know if a lot of them really hate people. I think they just hate them because they can't have them. So it's easier to say that you hate that person. But I don't know. If you shared something so intimate with someone, how could you just one day be like,
I hate you.
You are nothing to me, or you are dead to me. That being said, I'm the best at the block button, so I don't know what I'm talking about.
Not me. Everyone I've ever dated, there's an open door.
Really?
Oh, if you want to just check in, see how I'm doing.
I'm going to pray for you because the standards are going to get higher. The right person is going to come to you and love your weirdness and the body and what you bring.
I mean, I'm kidding. My ex is, it's not an open door. Most of them are married. And by exes, I mean people I dated for a couple months.
You said most of them are married.
Uh-huh.
Wait, so is it really closed or is it only closed because they're married?
Well, I mean, now I've had so much distance with a lot of people I've dated. And truly, I've only dated someone for like a couple of months at a time.
Same.
Now that there's distance, I'm like, oh yeah, this person really was not a good fit for me because of X, Y, and Z. This person was a bad fit because of this. So like, I understand why they weren't a bad fit. But like in the moment of breaking up or like not seeing each other, I was like, but why?
I was curious. Have you ever asked an ex, like, why didn't it work out?
No, because I know. Do you know what I mean? I'm like 99% sure I know.
Really?
Yes.
Because sometimes I feel like people sell you like on the dream and then one day they just poof.
Well, I think it's when they sell you on the dream and they poof. It was like, I actually didn't like you. I liked the idea of you. I liked the attention you were giving me. And then I found someone I clicked with better. Or I'm moving on to somebody else that is giving me attention and it feels newer or fresh.
Damn.
So I never think it's like, I did something, because it's not technically about me.
Yeah.
You are the main character in your own story. So it might have been something I did that made you feel a certain type of way, but that feeling has nothing to do with me.
Right.
So I usually chalk it up to like, we weren't a good match and you just didn't want to fuck with me anymore. Which is like, you know, that's your prerogative.
That does make sense. I think it's just hard to find genuine people.
It is. It is hard.
Especially being like a businesswoman in these types of industries and a crazy schedule.
Yeah, I do have like a very shitty schedule.
Yeah, all those things like back and forth. I think we live in a world where a lot of times women wait out for men, but men are not used to waiting out for women.
No.
That lead these types of lives, because I think some of them feel a little emasculated. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but.
And a little intimidated maybe. I don't think I know.
All I know is Bae's coming because I deserve and you deserve.
Yes, 2024. We're going to get our Bae's. If you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, you can rate it, you can like it, you can subscribe, leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. If you write me a nasty come on to whywon'tyoudatemepodcast@gmail.com, I will read it. This nice person said, I can't wait to see your show next month, and I have a proposal to enrich your trip. A next morning smash session with breakfast included. Nom, 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 nom. I'll ram you with a massive strap-on as
I torture
your clit with your Theragun until your juices get so creamy and frothy, ew, that I can scoop them out into a bowl. Then I'll tickle your butthole until you snort? Sneeze fart and release a bunch of dingleberries for me to add to the cream. Ew, I don't have dingleberries. And to top it all off, I'll swoop on in my big old mouth to pleasure you until you squirt, then hold the bowl up to catch that as all the sweet toppings. Bon appetit. That was nasty.
It just kept on going.
It did. This one's even longer.
Oh, my Lord.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Why Won't You Date Me? With Nicole Byer. This show is produced by me, Mars, with guest research by Lindsay Kemp. It's executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, with guest booking by Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Maddie Ogden. Got a dirty message for Nicole? Write it to whywon'tyoudatemepodcast@gmail.com for a chance to have it featured on a future show.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week with a brand new episode. Bye-bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.